A new report questions how prepared we are for future outbreaks of disease. Tony Putt asked Professor Michael Wallach, Associate Head of the School of Life Sciences at University of Technology Sydney, if the world has been properly prepared for the next pandemic.
The world has done a lot of work to prepare itself for future outbreaks. It's not as if we're all standing by now thinking everything is fine and doing nothing. What is true, on the other hand, is we can be doing a lot more and thinking in different ways than we have in the past. I think it's a matter of both doing and doing things in the proper way in a strategic manner. And rather than reacting to situations, is in fact preparing and understanding better how we deal with pandemics in the future and learning from what we just went through and going through with COVID-19.
Do you mean like a more preventative rather than responsive?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As we've seen with COVID-19, which in the scale of pandemics, of course, was very, very disastrous, but compared to what happened in other pandemics, it wasn't that disastrous. We must, again, learn from our experience and, yes, shift from one of reacting to one of preparing. It's not simple, and it certainly requires, as we've seen in what's happened with COVID-19, very close communication between all countries from all sides of all borders. And when it comes to pandemics, we mustn't allow for politics and other issues to come in the way of what affects all of us as human beings.
Do you think that was one of the key issues with the response to COVID-19? Do you think that was a serious problem there?
It was definitely a serious problem that we only found out about the existence of COVID-19 well into the start of that pandemic. Had we found out about it earlier as a global community, much more could have been done in helping to prevent what happened. And again, it's an important lesson to be learned. And in fact, it's interesting from what I heard from others, I'm not saying this, I'm 100% sure of this, but I think the Spanish flu also originated from that area of the world. I don't want to condemn Wuhan, but it seems to be some hotspot that has been a source of generating such viruses.
One of the key recommendations was what they called smart surveillance of hotspots for disease. How do we discern areas that are a hotspot?
Well, I think we should look back, as I've just mentioned, over time. There have been several pandemics over the decades, and try to discern if there is, in fact, any pattern where we can find one to focus on those areas. And, of course, there is a lot of unpredictability, and we have to look much further afield than that. One of the things that I'm in discussions now with myself, with people in the U.S., is, in fact, to work together to provide a constant surveillance in each region of the world, including regions that aren't necessarily well-equipped for such surveillance, but to help them to work together in a positive way. It will require a major change in thinking, as for other major issues we face.
And what does that surveillance actually entail?
Yeah, there are many ways to monitor. As was shown in the report, we should certainly constantly monitor for zoonotic diseases coming from birds and animals. This is occurring on a small scale now, which is, of course, taking water samples, samples of feces from different types of animals, looking at sewerage constantly. And the moment that anything untoward occurs in our animals that shows some unexpected type of event, we need to be there and on top of it. As we saw, for example, with bird flu caused by H5N1, that was an event that we started to notice transmission of that virus from chickens to humans. It's really getting on top of it quickly and making sure that we do everything we possibly can to isolate the individuals and those flocks that are involved in transmitting.
Yeah, and the report seemed to focus quite a lot on zoonotic transmission. Is there a reason that that's such a risk?
Yeah, most of our pandemics have started as a result of zoonotic transmission. So we certainly have to watch that. There isn't enough being done in the area of wildlife health and wildlife monitoring. It's for a simple reason. It is very challenging to be able to do that. It has to be strategically planned with people in the environmental area, working together with us as medical researchers. It hasn't gone on much in the past. We have to increase that dramatically and do something about, trying to monitor also wildlife health.
Professor Michael Wallach, Associate Head of the School of Life Sciences at the University of Technology, Sydney, speaking there with Tony Part.